Between January 2011 and January of this year, the city of Houston, Texas brought the number of chronically homeless people from slightly over 1,900 to almost 600. Over the same four-year period, overall homelessness was reduced by 50%, from under 8,500 to 4,600. Now, at 7,600 counted homeless people, Hawaii's latest point-in-time count isn't that far away from Houston's 2011 count. So are there lessons a city, an ocean, and a half a country away have for Hawaii? Mandy Chapman-Simple is the Special Assistant to Houston's Mayor for Homeless Initiatives, and she's on the phone now. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Earlier this morning, we talked with Beth Sander from Community Solutions, and she said that the gathering of unusual suspects, those were her words, from the business community can be a game changer. Your position is funded through a public-private partnership between the City of Houston's Homeless and Housing Bonds Fund and also the Houston Downtown Management District. That seems to suggest that the city and the business community saw value in taking on homelessness together. How did that happen?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Both the business community and, of course, the government recognized that homelessness was a huge issue that had, you know, serious economic implications as well as public health implications. And so I was well-positioned working in the city, working in the Houston community with Corporation for Supportive Housing, or CSH, as a HUD technical assistant. And I was given the opportunity to, you know, bring that technical expertise inside the mayor's office with the help of the Downtown Management District and the Housing and Community Development Department, and really help drive the community's vision forward for a completely transformed homeless response system. And you know, I think part of what really helped us sell the business community was that we put this into a business plan kind of context, that it wasn't really about providing social services. It was about getting serious and building a system that could truly end homelessness.
The idea of creating this as a business plan seems to be novel. How would you suggest Hawaii look at that?
Well, you know, we really first had to recognize that although there are lots of providers doing excellent work in the homeless service field, that no single provider can end homelessness. And so, you know, first and foremost, we have to function as a collective. And that's really where the business plan begins. And in recognizing that you're functioning as a collective, you then have to really settle on a singular vision, a singular goal, and then a set of metrics that really measure that goal. So for us, we knew we wanted to end chronic homelessness, and we knew the way to do that was to assist homeless individuals into permanent housing environments and keep them in those environments long term. So those really became kind of the founding principles of our business plan. And once we decided that as a community, it really was about lining up all of the resources to support that execution. You know, housing placements for as many chronically homeless individuals as possible, as fast as possible.
Mandy, in decreasing the overall homeless population of Houston by half in 4 years, how big a part did Housing First play?
So Housing First played the entire part, to be frank with you. We recognized early on that just providing service to homeless individuals was not moving the needle, and that we really had to have a complete paradigm shift where we understood that housing was really the answer, and that instead of orienting our supportive services around our crisis response system, we needed to orient our supportive services around our housing system. So we had to create the housing. We had to kind of harness all of our energy to attach services to that housing, and then we had to get people into that housing. And when we created that shift toward housing first, what we discovered is that individuals who have been homeless for years and have been cycling in and out of all of these programs that our providers have been offering are now staying housed at rates of greater than 90% long-term housing stabilization for 12 months. So, you know, the proof was really in the metrics and in the outcomes that we've been able to achieve as a result of orienting around housing.
Let's talk about housing a little bit. According to your mayor's office, over 1,200 housing units were built for homeless people between 2010, 2013. Who built them, and what were those incentives?
So, you know, we have a couple of mission-driven nonprofit developers that really understand the need not only for deeply subsidized affordable housing, but for those units to also be made accessible to very vulnerable chronically homeless individuals. And so it was really the leadership of a handful of those mission-driven developers that allowed us to kind of establish a relatively substantial pipeline of those units and then carry the message forward to the broader kind of development community and property owner community that these partnerships can and do result in very positive outcomes for the properties themselves and for all of the tenants within these communities, that it really is about building safe, secure, supportive communities. And so it became easier then to persuade other developers to really come on board. I would say I can't underscore enough that we also organized across our city government, our county government, all of the resources that were being made available for general affordable housing. We made sure that we aligned those resources and really incentivized the inclusion of supportive housing so that developers were more interested in getting to know how they could put the same kind of product on the ground that they would normally develop, but just tailor the partnerships that they have in order to make it accessible to the most vulnerable folks across our communities. And that by doing so, as part of a comprehensive initiative, we can really move the needle in our city and really, you know, bring dignity to thousands of people's lives and allow them to reconnect in our communities. And I think it was the combination of those efforts that helped us put all of these units on the ground in a short period of time.
Mandy, are there more units that you have now on the drawing board?
Yeah, so our goal, as we started in 2012, was to add an additional 2,500 units into our pipeline by the end of this year. And so we have about 300 or so of those units to go. And so we're well on track. Once we get all of those units through the development process and into operation, we'll have just over 5,000 units of supportive housing operating in our city.
With all of this and all that we've talked about, what's the plan to be at functional zero for homelessness for Houston?
You know, so we have been able to achieve an effective end to veteran homelessness, and we made that announcement earlier this year.
Right.
What it really means is that we built a system that has an adequate amount of housing supply and a system that ensures immediate accessibility to that housing for every veteran who may experience homelessness. And so, you know, we've tested that system and it continues to operate quite effectively. We're building a very similar process for individuals who are chronically homeless. And we're really trying hard to end chronic homelessness by the end of this year. It may be the first quarter or so of 2016, but we'll definitely hit the mark in Houston in ending chronic homelessness or achieving functional zero or an effective end, as you described. And then, of course, we're working in a similar way with families and beginning to look at and expand the housing opportunities that families need to immediately kind of reconnect with the community and you know, move on through housing stabilization case management. And, of course, we are not ignoring our homeless youth and those transition-aged youth. And so we're just applying those same principles that we started with veterans and with the chronically homeless individuals to the rest of our system. And, you know, we're optimistic that we can continue to see serious declines in homelessness and really begin to reshape our neighborhoods and our communities so that we can prevent homelessness in the future.
This is a yes-no question. If you and I talk to each other 5 years from now, will you be able to say that Houston has effectively brought its city to a functional zero position on homelessness?
So I am the eternal optimist, and I will say yes. You know, I'm greatly encouraged by the progress and success that we've had to date. the level of commitment and leadership that exists in that city makes me believe anything is possible.
Well, it's tremendously impressive, and I wish we had more time to talk about it, but we'll check in with you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Mandy Chapman Semple is the first special assistant to the mayor for homeless initiatives in Houston. She works in partnership with a continuum of care to design and support the implementation of Houston's plan to end homelessness.